Hello, listeners. If you like this show, please go to iTunes and subscribe. Rate and review our show. Thanks.
We've got two awesome sponsors, including Pizza Now and Complete Ag Resolutions, in case your tractor hits a cow. It's a TagCast podcast.
Wait.
And now, once again, it's time for the TagCast podcast with Terry and Gatch.
Should I be getting paid for this, boys?
The TagCast podcast starts right now. Hey, everybody. 18 and 5 to go. Wait, no. Hey, welcome to the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, and it's episode 18. We got Skid Row in the studio playing live for us. It's amazing how they can sound just like the original version. Gee, did you see that kick that fucking Sebastian just did? That was awesome. Season 5.
He does do the yeah, no heavily in the song.
No, yeah. Doesn't mm-hmm. the Sammy, he got that from Sammy Hagar, right?
He's right here. Yeah, let's see. He might. 18 and life to go. Maybe that's what I'm thinking. Like, yeah, no.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. All right. So, yeah, I'm Terry and my friend across the table there.
I'm Gatch.
And we're going to make you laugh.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. He's going to do it. Whoa, whoa. Oh, it's a whoa, whoa, whoa.
He might do a yeah, no later.
Yeah. We'll I don't know. I spent a lot of time listening to this album. Not particularly, they had a couple funky songs. He never kept it clean.
No.
Yeah, he could belt out some good vocals.
For sure.
Back in the day, you know.
You know, and I don't know if you ever remember the time when Skid Row was on Saturday Night Live. And they incorporated them, at least him and like Johnny Snake Sabo or whatever his name is, into a skit, and he did some vocalizing too. It was like, I can't really remember. I'd have to Google it, and maybe I will later, because today, oh, happy Friday, by the way, it's Friday. It's time to get ready for another hot weekend. It's supposed to be in the upper 80s, 90s, lots of sunshine. We had a few muggy, cloudy, lightning, rainy, fucking hot Hawaii summer nights. Mm-hmm. Over the last couple days, so the weekend's here. So get out and get some. Go see Skid Row or watch a Skid Row video. But yeah, I'm going to Google that. We're going to be talking about Saturday Night Live and a list that recently came out of the 10 most, are they best or the most memorable?
This is Hulu chose, they're doing a 3-week long thing, and this week was they chose
top 10.
10 SNL characters, and you get to, and they're asking people to vote among them, which is the best.
Oh, they want a number one, but they only give you 10 choices?
Yes.
Oh, well, that's fucking stupid.
Yes.
They should have gave us like 100 and had us choose a top 10.
Mm-hmm. And then dwindle it down to a one.
A little more time consuming. They probably didn't have a much.
I think they're doing maybe cast members.
Okay.
And then I didn't really look at the third, but it'll be very interesting. We'll probably get into that a little bit later.
All right, cool. And I don't know what else is going on. It's Friday, like I said, and we're gonna party all day right now. Right now,
party all day.
And eat Pizza Now. That's our great sponsors, Pizza Now, and Complete Ag Resolutions.
I have some news for you.
News?
Yes.
Complete Ag
Resolutions is discontinuing their ad sponsorship.
Okay. When does it run out? Into this season?
Sure.
I don't know why.
No, I just touched base with them the other day about, renewing or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And, He paid for about half of this season, and then he said, nothing we're doing, but, you know, it's just touch a thing.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, and he appreciate helped us along for a long time. All those guys
Hell yeah.
have done for us along the way, and, you know, we can ride them out the rest of the season.
Hell
you know,
yeah, we'll give them a quick shout out, and they're in our funny little song. I love
awesome, and...
plus, I love the line of, if your tractor hits a cow.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a TagCast podcast. Wait. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's become a staple.
And they've helped
now,
us out so much. Too,
oh, big
you
time!
Know? I mean,
big time.
You know,
way beyond and above the call of duty for a sponsor.
Certainly, you know, and so great things. Thank you, Stan.
So yeah, check them out.
And
it's the fucking heart
keep
of the
listening.
It's the heart.
Keep listening.
Right now, it's the heart of the farming season in the Willamette Valley.
It is.
And I was on my way on Tuesday to Albany. When I was seeing some lightning strikes, and there was tons of...
In the thunder rooms.
Yeah, Garth Brooks was playing in the background, and there were, like, combines and windrowers, and there was dust everywhere, because there's some fucking farming
going
on right now.
And there was Kansas in the background. They were doing some dust in the wind.
And then here comes Complete Ag Resolutions to the rescue for the broken-down combine.
Yeah.
So, yeah, call them up. They're probably real busy, so you might have to wait.
And then
whatever.
When you're busy... You know, working on the farm all day in the hot sun, go over to the pizza now and get yourself one of those Meteors, man.
Ooh.
Or the meat market, I'm a big fan of, too.
Those guys are so... I love that pizza.
Yeah, and like them on Facebook, for sure, because there's about once a week they'll usually post free pizza bites with any pizza order, and that counts the $5 pizzas.
Yeah. And well, so, are they five anymore? There's still some $5 ones, or are they
the pepperoni?
Now? Okay, the pepperoni.
And pepperoni,
still five.
Cheese, and is it the sausage? The ready pizzas, I do believe, are five.
The cheese and the pepperoni.
Yeah,
maybe the sausage.
Yeah, I think there's one more that they have on the ready, and I do believe it is something.
And just because
maybe it's a Hawaiian. I got a menu right.
And also,
here.
Just because they're on the ready and mass produced doesn't mean they're any less good than fucking they're good.
I go there
good.
All the time. I eat there like two times a week.
You know, and this is very abnormal for myself, but between last Wednesday and last Monday, I only ate like one slice of pizza.
What?
I know, because I was at the fair.
Wow.
And
like you said, they got the
It's
hot.
Not pizza now.
Yeah.
And I just didn't. I ate one and I was like, this is not pizza now. This is pizza later.
Mm-hmm.
And see you later because I'm not eating here again.
I'm thinking about trying the new Barbarian. What do you think about that one? I'm not a fan of the jalapenos, so I could do without the jalapenos.
Tell me again what it's on it. I forgot.
Sweet barbecue sauce, or you could go spicy barbecue sauce.
Okay.
That's the
and
extra
what kind of Barbarian. What kind of shit they
marinated
got?
Marinated chicken breast.
Ooh, yum.
And bacon and jalapenos.
Okay. That's it. Pretty simple.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of the jalapenos.
Maybe we could try one. Want to try one today?
Sure. Yeah.
Now. We'll do now.
Yeah.
Try
it. And then it is sausage. They got the cheese, pepperoni, sausage for five. And then the meat trio, Hawaiian, and the sweet and spicy for eight, which is a pepperoni, pineapple, and jalapeno.
Mmm. That sounds good, too.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you a jalapeno fan?
No, not really.
Okay.
But it sounds good minus the jalapenos.
Certainly.
You know.
Certainly. And for people who like jalapenos.
I like jalapeno flavor, but I don't like to eat the peppers.
Yeah.
It's kind of like I like ketchup, but I don't like to eat tomatoes. I'm a weirdo. Dude, did you hear about that guy earlier this week in Portland? A 70-year-old man got beat with a skateboard.
Really?
On the downtown streets of Portland.
So it was a race? He was in a race against someone else on a skateboard?
No, I wish. I only could wish.
Was he mugged? Was that what was going on? Or
I'm going to have to look real quick.
Maybe he was telling kids not skate on in his house.
Yeah.
Or was it like a Clockwork Orange type, ultra-violent in-and-out type of thing?
I think it was one of those, like Clockwork Orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that in a while, man. But such a great scene when they just beat that homeless guy, isn't it?
Yeah, that is pretty good. It just makes you love life.
But especially when it all comes back in the end, right?
And it was a Portland street punk.
Oh, really?
And apparently the businesses in that area have been complaining about the problem of the Portland street punks Portland street kids and gutter snipes have attacked a 70-year-old worker in the venerable Portland outdoor store. Venerable Portland outdoor store in downtown Portland. It was on Monday. They responded to Southwest 3rd and Oak on the report of an assault. Officers and medical personnel arrived to find the 70-year-old man suffering from a head injury. Witnesses told police that a large group of transient street kids were involved in the assault on the man. An employee of the store told police the victim was hosing off the sidewalk when he was attacked. So they're skating. You're hosing off the sidewalk. Officers recovered a skateboard, possibly using the assault, but they haven't identified the suspect. One person was arrested on an unrelated warrant. But this is funny. The suspect is described as a white male in his 20s with blonde, shaggy hair.
What's the point of doing that? A random act of violence.
Well, I don't know. It's fucked up, man. And to think that this guy's just, he's 70. He should be retired. And he probably is one of those guys that, well, you know, I get bored sitting at home, so I get a little job that I work a few hours a week. I'm hosing off the sidewalk out in front of a business, and a crazy group of teenagers attacked me. Well, they didn't say they were teenagers. They were street kids.
Wasn't his business or like
in front of his house or anything? No, he just worked. He was working at the that Portland outdoor store.
That's fucked up, though, man.
Yeah.
Somebody just wanting something to do with their time out in the public, and then the fucking...
Yeah, that's a sad story that it blew my mind when I saw it on the news, and I was like, you know what? What is this world coming to? It's not any worse than anywhere else, but for random, the only thing I can equate it to is that he was getting the sidewalk wet, and they probably wanted to skate by, and it was getting their trucks wet.
That's not, why would you get violent about that?
How much water comes down in Oregon anyway all the time, right?
Why wouldn't you just skate on by and just keep on going?
Yeah. Oh, well. On to something more better and funny, right? That's kind of sad.
I got a question for you, a music-related quiz.
I've got a topic for you.
American car horns. What is the typical key?
In New York, it's C.
Really?
I heard. Maybe a C sharp?
I'm hearing F.
Is that what it says?
I read.
Yeah. F, huh?
But I don't know. I mean, you would figure they were all indifferent. Maybe it's the note of F.
Do you do like in big cities when you're hearing traffic jam and horns? It's like meh, meh,
yeah.
Meh.
Doesn't seem like they're just one.
Yeah,
they would probably all be within the same octave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you wouldn't want all horns to sound the same,
because then you wouldn't be able to differentiate who's honking.
And
at
then
who.
You got the one.
Yeah.
Or the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah. My other friend had one that in his Porsche that was the theme from The Godfather.
Oh, nice. I'd like the A-Team one.
That'd sound weird with horns, though.
It would.
You ever watch any more of that mermaid show that you talked about? Did you talk about a mermaid show? A
long time ago.
Yeah. You ever watch that again? Do you believe? We talk about all these things that do you believe in them.
I haven't watched it since, no.
This is
I see bits and pieces that talk about it every once in a while, and then I'll think about it, and I'll go, you know. I don't know. I hear things that it wasn't real. It was all kind of fabricated on the stuff to make it look like it. What do you got?
Yeah. I'm going to bust in with some crazy Floridian stories on the mermaid. The Florida woman, which I guess might be related to the Florida man on Twitter, she was banned from wearing her mermaid suit in the district's pools. She uses a pseudonym Eden Sirene when performing in her custom-made mermaid suit. She just goes to local pools. Crazy Floridians. She goes to local pools and, like, what she calls performs. She just swims around in the pool, you know. And so the community development district in Tampa's Fishhawk Ranch area said she can't wear her costume in those pools due to the no fin policy. Because, you know, you got the little, you can wear fins on your feet.
You can't have the fins.
And then she said this fin, and it's just one, she says it can't come flinging off in a pool like a swim fin. And it's not made of hard material. She said it's soft.
Oh, is that the reason for getting whacked in the head by a flying fin?
Yeah. And it's funny that the place is called Fishhawk. she could get swooped up. But no, she said by a huge fishhawk just came and swooped
her
out of
the pool. That would be big. I wonder if the mermaids are ever had their eyes pecked out or anything like that by a flying seagull.
See, and that's what sucks, man, because the kids and even the adults alike, they like having a mermaid just showing up and swimming around the pool, because it's kind of like you said, it's surreal.
Yeah, but then when you have somebody that comes in with a little hang glider and they're playing the part of the seagull... You have to draw a line somewhere, right? He's shitting on people from above.
Oh,
or
God.
Dropping, you know, well, he's dropping little white splots of paint, you know, to give the effect.
Oh, here was another Florida, crazy Florida story as we are there right now. Uh-huh. Authorities in Florida said two Florida men allegedly stole some hygiene products from a Family Dollar store by stuffing the goods into their underpants. Now, this doesn't seem this doesn't really seem that odd because, you know, thieves do what they do. And this was a little added bonus that I'd never thought of doing. Apparently, the guy that was arrested, he had taped with electrical tape his underwear to his thighs so nothing would fall out and he could just, like, drop stuff in his drawers.
Uh-huh.
So he's dropping stuff in his drawers, and then the employees saw him, and they arrested him. Now, here's the only reason I included
this. You think
you
just wear, like, pajama pants.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And that's not that crazy, right?
Yeah.
People steal stuff all the time. So well, this is the kicker right here. Their names were Williams and Wilder. They allegedly told police that they planned to sell the $339 worth of products from the. How do you fit 339 items in your fucking underwear? It's a dollar store. They had $339 worth of products.
You know, I'm thinking of
maybe,
like,
they were fat.
I'm thinking you're probably like, if you're skinny, or no, I mean, if you're like getting skinny products, say like stuff.
Skinny products.
Well, you know, like, well, you try to think of like what could you fit that many of in. Like maybe they got those little mini screwdriver sets and the little thing that could kind of bend over or something like that. But
yeah.
I mean, still, you're going to get scratched up to shit in there, right?
And I don't think that electrical tape sticks.
Scratching your junk.
Electrical tape doesn't stick to your skin very good, and it's really thin. You know, yeah. Electrical tape's little. You'd think you would have used duct tape.
Well, yeah, but if you're wrapping it around, you know, most things wouldn't fall through, though. If you're just tying it to it, or wrapping it to itself, you know.
I just,
maybe so that it wouldn't stick to your skin.
Yeah, and so I was reading this story under odd stories, and I was like, well, there's nothing odd about this. People steal stuff from the dollar store all the time. The last line was the kicker. They said they were going to steal the $339 worth of products on the streets? How do you even understand? How do you even 50 cent. Probably. I don't know.
Yeah.
And I think I had one other one, if I could find it. It was about a place that I just thought was a wonderful name for a town. It's called Red Dick, Florida.
Nice.
Red Dick?
Nice.
That's not a good name.
Yeah, it's not.
Must
have been named after an Indian.
Oh, did anybody ever call you that?
No.
Hey, Red.
You know, it is illegal in Florida for an unmarried woman to skydive on Sundays.
Only on Sunday?
Yep. And only unmarried women. And only skydiving. I think unmarried women could probably do other things on Sundays.
Okay, now, kiddies, don't get any ideas here. And you either, Dustin, but this was a good... I guess people in Red Dick, Florida aren't very smart. So the police in Florida said a Florida man convinced a restaurant clerk to hand over $1,250, aided by a phone call from a man claiming to be the owner of the restaurant. So... here's the scam. Two guys involved. Marion County Sheriff's Officer said that Amber Benz, who was 18 years old, young, naive, probably a sweet girl, working there at Jim's Barbecue in Red Dick, when a man called the restaurant claiming to be the owner, gave his name, which was correct, and he said there will be a man showing up that will give you a key, and you need to give him an envelope with $1,250 on it, in it. The man walked in the store while the lady was still on the phone with the so-called owner. She said, oh, he's here now. And he said, okay, take the key and give him the $1,250. She said, okay. And then they left, and it was not the owner.
She thought it was the owner on the phone?
Yep, he fooled her. And then they haven't caught the guy. They haven't caught him. The guy that came in the store was described as having a thin build with light colored hair, wearing a black hat, dark shirt, and dark shorts, and he has a pierced elbow.
Brilliant!
Isn't it though? A pierced elbow.
The thing was brilliant, but the pierced elbow, I don't know if it's that is brilliant. Well, you don't want to be robbing. You don't want to do anything with
a pierced elbow. Because not a lot of people have pierced elbows.
Yeah, you don't want to be identifiable like that.
So you could, now that he's seen the story, and now if you're listening there, the robber.
He has a pierced elbow.
They fucking pierced.
A little extra skin there.
They pierce anything they can do that no one has done yet.
Any extra little skin.
So yeah, there's a little scam for you. Just call a business claiming to be the owner. Say a man's coming to pick up a money that you need to give to the owner, and boom.
Money, 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 money.
Nine out of ten times you get the cops called on you, but that tenth time is like magic. So that's it for today's crazy Floridian stories. I hope you enjoyed that, Hans. I know you get a kick out of that.
I watched a show illegally yesterday.
What?
On the day it premiered, Newsroom. You ever see that or hear of it?
I don't believe so.
What's it about? What's his name? Can't remember who the main guy is, but he's a good actor. It's about a newsroom, and they go through and they select sometimes recent stories that happened, and they kind of almost reenact it as if they're happening today.
Oh,
you know, so like what would likely happen behind the scenes on that day in the newsroom as they're getting this developing story and it's kind of taking place, and
right.
You know, the kind of heady stuff behind that. And it's got a good cast. Olivia Munn.
Who's that? I don't know if I know.
She's a...
Might recognize her if
hottie.
I saw her.
She's a hottie. She was on the game, the G4 video game network for a long time. And then she was on a few other things. And a great role for her. And there's some other good roles. But I watched it, and they were talking about something. And the lady said, I don't want any more of these pajama people running things.
Whoa. So did you look up, did you Google pajama people to see maybe if it has a different name or a meaning?
No, but I was wondering, I was like, well, I don't really remember the meaning of pajama people or if it was even referencing that, but if it would apply to like, or pajama people like authority figures.
Could be, or people that just stay in bed all the time.
Well, I just didn't know what it meant in like in Frank's world is what I meant. Like, is, you know, most of the characters kind of represent something, right?
Yeah. I don't really know what.
Oh, okay.
That.
But I didn't know. It was just interesting. It was a good show. We're checking out, but, you know.
Now you got me curious.
Yeah. You know, worms reportedly taste like bacon.
I don't doubt it. They supposedly They put them in Earthabate is in a lot of stuff. I think it's in some of the McDonald's. Used to be in the...
Probably in bacon.
Yeah.
Deer love gum and pot. They'll eat it if given the chance. They'll chew on it.
I heard that cats can't taste sweet stuff.
What?
Yeah. They can't sense that it's a sweet-tasting thing.
Wow. Speaking of cats, did you know the Tooth Fairy in Mexico is called... A tooth mouse?
No.
Yeah.
So a little mouse comes up under...
And leaves money under your pillow.
Wow, I wonder where the mouse gets their money. The rich little mice down there in Mexico.
Rat pellets under your pillow.
In Mexico, the mice have money down here. He's like, oh, Speedy Gonzalez, what are you leaving me today? I lost two teeth because my mom made me eat rocks again. Dang it.
Yeah. The average person swallows a quart of snot a day.
Huh.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
George Bush and Saddam Hussein, they had the same Italian shoemaker.
Ah.
Imagine what that guy has heard.
Huh.
From both sides.
Well, this here says they believe pajama people are people who induce sleepiness because they're boring and stupid.
Huh? Hey, it could have fit in there.
but
she might have been talking about boring, stupid executives or something like that. You know, because it was that kind of like she was talking about basically how she didn't want the authorities to rule how they were going to report stories.
Right.
That's a very well done HBO drama.
I want to check it out.
Yeah. But The Wire.
Yeah, The Wire.
The Wire, I'm going.
You're going for it.
I am.
I don't know if I got a chance to even watch one episode of that, because when you told me about it, I don't think it was really available anywhere at the time.
No. When I watched them, I rented them at Hollywood, I think.
Huh.
Or no, through Netflix. It was back when Netflix mailed DVDs.
Oh, they still do, but just yeah, I don't think anybody yeah. does it.
Yeah, you know, I don't know what the different price difference is, you know. But yeah, I was trying to get a way to get your hands on the copy, but even on eBay, the sets goes for like 40 to 50 bucks, which is pretty.
It's a lot.
HBOs, you know, they just don't go down. But the thing is, I mean, if you bought it brand new at 60, you could feel comfortable with watching it and then reselling it for 40.
Right.
On eBay. So.
Well, some people like to try to think that they have to sell it for more.
Well, yeah. Well, you just put it up in the market. I mean, I bid 25 on a few and it was immediately outbid. So,
yeah.
You know, it's a popular item.
It's a hot ticket item.
Heck yeah.
Man, I don't know if it's getting hotter outside or if I'm just fucking getting sweaty. But I am getting sweaty. I got some new glasses. Did you see them?
Nice.
They're all black. Nerdier than my other ones. I broke my other ones.
How did that happen?
Sitting on the couch with them, and then I'd taken my glasses off because I was reading something, because I don't need glasses for reading, and they were on my lap. And then I moved or something, and I saw them fall on the floor. It's just my lazy self. I said, I'll get those later. By the time it was later, I stood up and stepped right on them. Snap.
Oh. And then the immediate thought was, damn it, why didn't I pick those up when I dropped them?
Exactly. I kicked myself in the ass for being a lazy ass.
Which you can do with ease, right?
Yep. I learned a lesson.
Yep. With the toe end, you could do that even, right?
Luckily, I had two pair because the place that I get them from, they're so cheap. It's online. Maybe I could get them to sponsor us. They're called globaleyeglasses.com.
Wow.
Yeah. I got this pair complete, delivered to my door for $21.
What?
Yeah.
That's a great deal, man.
That is.
Send them your prescription?
Yep. And I've had my prescription, which hasn't been over 2 years, so it's still valid. And they don't even ask. You could get your prescription.
You could get one that doesn't even match you.
Yeah, like just see if it works. Just put in a random number to see.
I saw my friend. He's a vet, and so he gets that kind of, you know.
Veteran or a veterinarian?
A veteran.
Okay.
So he gets, you know, decent.
Deals on stuff?
Yeah, and he's got like trifocals.
Oh, my friend Lodestone has the trifocals.
Yeah, have you checked those out before?
Oh,
those
no.
Are crazy.
You go like this and it's like, whoa.
Yeah, you got three different visions. It's like, geez.
Wave of the future.
And there's no lines. And his, like, as soon as you walked out, they just got dark. Turned into sunglasses.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because they're the photo gray.
The auto tint.
Photo gray lens.
Yeah, and then whoosh. And yeah, you know, I imagine those are hefty. Oh. It's like a whole vision system. You might as well get the Google glasses at that point if you got stuff. If they turn down porn apps, you're not going to be able to get porn apps on your Google glasses.
Why?
Because I guess they don't want people walking around looking at porn.
What the fuck is this world coming to?
I don't know.
I can't watch porn on my Google glasses. Did you hear about Randy Travis? Remember he got into some shit a while ago where he was like naked in the road because he crashed his car and he got a DUI and shit. Mm-hmm.
He was in a weird movie too, wasn't he?
I'm not too sure.
Wasn't he a cop in like zombie movie or maybe? Or
maybe one. I'd have to Google it just like anything else. But he had a stroke.
What?
Yep.
His
health is improving after following treatment for a stroke, cardiomyopathy, and congestive heart failure. He's awake and alert, interacting with his family. He's beginning to start doing some early physical therapy and performing some shows. He's performing some shows in his hospital room.
Wow.
Just kidding. That was that last.
You know who probably hasn't had a stroke in about 6 days, a week or so?
Who's that?
You.
A stroke?
A golf stroke.
Oh, last night I caught up.
Oh, good.
Yep, yep. You know, I think that the game...
I don't think you're caught up yet, because are you on 2013?
No,
on
I'm exactly 2 years behind.
Oh, wow.
I'm at July 20th, 1st.
You know, I...
20th, 1st.
You might be the farthest anybody's ever gone on that tour.
I'm going
in
for
that
the,
video game.
I'm
going
to go all the way. I'm going, you know, all the way. I'm going all the way.
I always imagined, I was like, man, I'm going to try to do like the 30 years, but then the next one, you know, come out.
But
and
dude.
I would buy that one.
I
you
have
know,
found.
I was always in the rotational.
I found a glitch. It's either in the game or it can't be
really?
The system because it's worked in different systems. It's
yeah.
on my disc. The second hole of the East Lake course. Uh-huh. And I'm not sure where that's located as far as geographically, but it's a 3-par hole. So you want to get it on the green in one, of course.
Certainly. And
so if you don't get it on the green in one, this weird sheet of like green that looks like grass and trees combined envelops the entire screen and you can't see anything. You can't see where you are. You can't, and it just goes to the next thing and it says,
like
all
it
right.
overshoots the graphics, the view.
Something. And then, so I just try to shoot blind sometimes to get out of it. Because I know it's going to be
oh, okay,
it's
yeah.
going to be pointed toward the hole pretty much, and if you just yeah. do the swing that they recommend, you're usually going to make it. So I can swing my normal, and it always goes like every time 56% of a swing, which is shitty.
Yeah,
and it goes,
well, that's because you're in the rough or whatever, like deep rough.
But you can swing it as hard as you can in the rough and still go 125%, but it won't go as far as. You
oh yeah,
think it
okay,
was.
Yeah.
So it, and it never, rarely do you ever get the same exact. 56%.
It's hard.
And I'm swinging it as hard as I can, trying to get it out of the rough, and it just goes 56%, 3 yards. So I've been having to restart it if I don't make it. And luckily, it's the second hole
uh-huh.
of a tournament or whatever, of
yeah.
a whole round. So so I said, shit, man. I just said to myself, I got tired of getting to the second round and having to start over. I did it 3 times. I said to myself, if I don't get it this time, I'm going to a different course or I'm going to watch TV. The next 2 times I came to that hole, I got a hole in one.
Dude,
whoa. I know. And it still glitches. Like right when it gets to it, it goes into not regular slow motion like it does when it's going. You know, like if you hit a, and it's going
to
be a hole.
It sounds like they didn't render it enough to.
Only
so
that's
when,
the only hole that I found, and then it goes into super, super duper slow mo, and it's just like, that way longer than that,
yeah.
And then it finally goes in. Here's one other glitch in my game. Sometimes you can hit an awesome chip shot that should be an eagle or a double eagle off
mm-hmm.
the side, or a hole in one, and it'll say out of bounds.
Wow!
But it will, and the guy will throw a fit.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh! But it still scores you right.
Huh. Well, you got to think of like game testers.
There's a lot of shit in that game.
You know, game testers can only play it so deep, especially on a game that every year, you know, they're under an incredible time crunch to get that game,
right.
you know, dialed in and uh-huh. add all the additions and then game tested. I doubt they get very much in some games. I question whether or not they do it at all.
Test them?
Yeah. You know, like yeah. I had one game, there was one level that I hit that was, it was in fucking possible. It just wasn't able to pass, and it was pretty deep in the game, and a pretty difficult level,
mm-hmm.
and I spent probably 60 hours on this one level trying to pass it.
Wow.
That, you know, I probably 250 times.
Wow.
You know. And the whole thing was you had to sneak up and then shoot this guy out of the tower before he sounded the siren.
Because
if he sounded it, you were fucked. You'd just be enveloped
yeah.
by 200 guys. I shot him in the head. The siren would go off. I shot him I adjust it below the head. Siren go off. Yeah. I mean, I 250 different times with a scope, able to fine tune this aim, and every time.
Did you ever get it?
Finally, I just, no.
No.
Damn. But the game was set up in eight levels, and then it had eight difficulties. So you'd do the eight levels, and then you could go to the next difficulty.
Right.
And so this is like three or four difficulties down the line. And so I doubt any game tester played it that deep to, you know, to see if it was even possible to.
Right. Now, and I don't know if this next thing that I want to talk about is even a thing or not, but when I play that game every day for a couple hours every day, you can go back into the history and it'll show you how many hours you played and what game you played. Or if you watch Netflix for 4 hours. I just accidentally found that one day when I was going through. So that to me means that this gaming system is keeping track, basically. Like a computer would. She's keeping track of how much you play and how much you play what games and what games you play every day.
Giving you stats.
Exactly. So when I was playing it every day, I was getting to where, you know, I was unbeatable. I would beat everyone by like 10 or 12 strokes after a 4-round course or a tournament. And so then I didn't play it for 7 days, almost 6 days. And when I played it the first time, I would do my tee shot and it would be 101%, nearly perfect, straight green arrow, no slice. Already took it into account, my wind that was only like 4 miles an hour. And it was like going off into the fucking... I was hitting a minimal amount of fairways, but I'm not to
You're
say I'm
saying
good.
The game is punishing you for not playing in 7 days.
That's what I thought. And it's like after about four games, I got a little... Like I said, I started getting holes in ones. I didn't have any holes in ones for a while. It was making me go into the rough. It was making me fight like a motherfucker for par.
Because my first thought is, well, your swing was a little off.
I thought that too.
But you're saying everything was lining up perfectly, right. So that doesn't make any sense.
And so then the next time I tried to fool it, the second round, same course, and I'm like, I remember last time I did everything perfect and went way off this way. So I overcorrected, which would have made it look like, dude, the wind's not even blowing that much, and you'd have to slice to fucking go in the right place. And it ended up, it's like, I think if it was either doing that or there was some kind of glitch in there. Sometimes I'll turn it on and there'll be no commentary. And if I accidentally push the button twice, it'll just skip to where the ball is instead of doing it in fast motion. Yeah. And I'll have to turn it off, hold the button off till it turns red, and the chargers go off, and turn it back on. So there's
if you haven't signed in a while, if it like puts a penalty on your luck.
That could be.
You know, like you got to build your luck back up a little.
And your confidence, maybe?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the only way you can increase your confidence is by going through those training. And it's usually they take you to a hole where you fucked up bad on a previous game.
Oh, nice.
And they said you need to get 3 good chip shots from this location. And then when you get to it, you're like, oh, yeah, I fucking ate shit last time on this one and got a bogey.
And does then it have that thing where it shows you, like, you can push the button and it shows you your previous arcs?
Yep.
That you hit from like your last 3 or whatever.
Right. It does. It has all that stuff. I don't use a lot of it anymore, but I used to.
Yeah. How's the putting system? Is it grid based?
It's grid based. Right. It's got a grid,
so
and
you
then
can
it's got,
see the slopes.
It's got lines that are, they'll be moving from one way to the other. I've really learned how to read those pretty good because I used to not even be like, if it's going this way and they go a certain speed.
Yeah. Do they give you like special things, like you get a tiger shot or whatever?
I get awards, like a trophy or a what do you mean?
No, like a little hint, kind of.
No,
like
no.
Once every, I don't know, some Tiger Woods games had like a meter, like after you hit a few nice putts, the next one it would give you like a little bonus to where you could see the line or.
No, I've never seen nothing like that, but I've noticed that the commentators sometimes give. You wouldn't think it was a hint, and a lot of time I'd skip past it because if you push your A button, you could skip past the commentary and just be ready to shoot. Sometimes they'll say, you hit the sand. Man, that ball is just buried. It's going to take a shovel to get that out of there.
Yeah.
Where it looks like it's not really so bad, and it'll give me 2 options of a sand wedge to hit 24 feet or 50 feet, and it says 24 feet. and it's got the circle around the hole. It's like choose 24 feet. But he said it's going to take a shovel. Yeah. So I put it up to 50 and do about a 90% swing, mm-hmm. and it'll usually chip right in.
Yeah. But
sometimes I'll think it's in a deep spot, and he's like, oh, that's not too much trouble. It's in the sand, but it looks pretty good.
But he also tells you that's not looking for the fairway.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're right on right down the middle.
That's because I'm pretty good with my spinning the ball to go the way I want it to. But a lot of times it's usually not the Gary guy, but the fairway Flaherty or whatever.
Flaherty.
Yeah, and he's like, oh, looks like this one's headed for the tall stuff. And he'll say, come on, Flaherty. How long have you been doing this? That's obviously right in the middle of the fairway.
Yeah.
I'm like, Flaherty, listen to him.
Yeah.
Or then he'll say, oh, this shot doesn't look good. All of a sudden he turns into fucking Christian Magic.
Ah.
Oh, this shot doesn't look too good.
It's more of a Connery.
I hope that he brought his...
Ferguson.
I hope he brought his bucket and shovel. He'll be making some castles. Like fairway. Shut the fuck up.
You ever watch Craig Ferguson with his sidekicks? You know his sidekicks on his show?
I know one of them's like a robot.
Yeah, Jeffrey the robot. Mm-hmm. And the other one's a horse.
We've talked about this before, but I don't...
Okay.
I haven't watched it since then, and I'm not... I watched his stand-up special, which was actually pretty funny.
Yeah. I haven't seen that. Is that probably the old lot of his naturalization and become an American citizen?
A little bit, yeah.
All right.
I didn't, and I don't even know if I finished it. Because, I don't know, I've kind of been, not anti, but less of a fan of comics with an English accent. I don't know why, if it's their style, that Eddie Izzard, or however you say his name.
I'm not a big fan of Eddie Izzard.
Ricky Gervais. I don't really like his stand-up.
He's an in-your-face kind of comic.
There's a couple
other... He's kind of a pretentious comic.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, he's better than you, and he'll point you out in an audience and say, oh, look at you. You're so funny. Like, these guys with their English accent, they seem so, like, high society and talk about stuff that we don't know.
Certainly.
But, there's... not that he's English, because isn't he Scottish or Irish?
Who?
Craig Ferguson.
Yeah, he's Scottish.
Yeah. And he's funny enough. Every time I've been at someone's house that's
goofy.
Watching it, he makes me giggle.
Yeah.
Off the wall goofy. A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's good for that time slot. There's supposedly a show on Hulu. I haven't checked it out. It's called Clowns. And it supposedly has said... You think Larry David, blah, blah, blah. Wait till you see this British guy.
And it's Craig Ferguson?
No, it's some guy I haven't heard of.
Oh. Well, I guess we'll see.
A British comic in the style of Larry David.
A British Larry David.
The first episode was about forgetting his wife's fifth anniversary. Forgetting their fifth anniversary. So it's kind of...
Yeah.
You know, I imagine he stumbles over life.
That sounds interesting.
So I'll check it out, but I'm not going to throwing out comparisons to Curb, because Curb's a great show, you know? If it's great on its own right, that's great.
I don't think you can beat Curb.
Be tough.
It's funny. We got into some conversations last weekend at the fair about that, and always a good time with Curb.
Heck yeah. You want to get into some Saturday Night Live characterizationals?
Sure, let's
Have
do it.
Have talked about it? All right. So this is a list of 10 characters, and Hulu is asking you to vote for one of them. Now, how do you want to do this? Do you want to discuss some of your favorite characters and then...
No, let's go through it, if you don't mind, and then we'll see if...
And then maybe we'll talk about some that aren't on there.
We'll be going, what the fuck? Why? Right. Why?
So the first one... Let me see. I think I'm going to go from the top down. Anal retentive chef.
I don't really think that...
Phil Hartman.
Yeah, he's funny, for sure.
Cooking shows are popular today.
For sure.
That should be noted. I don't really remember the anal retentive chef. I know I saw it a couple times, but no memorable lines. I remember he's being funny.
He's hilarious.
Yeah.
In any scene, you know, so that's yeah, the...
certainly.
That's why I think he has better characters than that. You
Phil
know,
Hartman,
for, yeah,
right?
Yeah, for sure. Because if he's going to be only one out of those 10, I mean, I don't know.
That is the only character of Phil Hartman's in there.
And that's poor, I think.
Yeah.
But let's go ahead and move along. So that's all a right. funny skit, but I don't think it...
yeah. And how many times was it featured?
Oh, it was several. Oh, there were several. I think even I more than Frozen Caveman Lawyer, which I think should have been instead. Remember
that's
Frozen?
True too.
He did a good Frozen Caveman Lawyer.
Yeah. And they had that Christmas card too, right? That they did with Caveman and Tarzan.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And Frankenstein,
yeah, exactly.
I think it was.
Yeah.
Samurai Futaba.
Futaba?
Isn't that
that's the character. Okay, yeah. Because I think definitely that would make close to the least top five for me. John Belushi.
All right, yeah.
He did Samurai Optometrist, Samurai Delicatessen, a couple other samurai shows. I can't remember exactly what they were. A lot of them featuring Buck Henry because he was hosted a lot back then.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a little bit before my time of watching Saturday Night Live, I obviously know the character, but it's not like a memorable character to me just because it wasn't the time frame.
It's funny to me because I didn't know his last name ever.
Yeah.
What is it again?
Futaba.
Samurai Futaba?
F-U-T-A-B-A.
Right on.
Both those characters received at the point of me looking 2% of the vote each.
Live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go receiving 4% of the vote. Wild and Crazy Guys.
Okay. Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd. Now those I think those are more memorable characters rather than funny.
Certainly.
Because they walked around shakenly.
Visually.
They shook their shoulders when they walked and I don't believe that their accents were very
they were visual. They had the hip shake and they did the thing and they said
now where did they say they were from?
Misinterpreted sexual terms basically, right?
Yes, for sure.
And
trying
so
to go out
that,
on the
that
town.
Was the joke more than too much dialogue.
Right. But I don't remember exactly what nationality that were they Czechoslovakian?
No, there was some weird. I remember reading it, but it was something, maybe Slovia or something. Slovat.
Yeah. Some Slovak.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah.
But I was just saying that I don't think that their accents were like specific to the area they were. They were just like, hey, we are too wild and crazy guys.
Well,
we just talk like this because we don't know
something. You took was one of the names or something?
I think so. I don't even know if they had last names that were ever mentioned.
Yeah, I don't think they were. Receiving 5% of the vote. So would you put those guys in your top 10 characters, even though it's two?
Maybe if they were at 10.
Borderline.
At borderline for sure.
Okay, 5% of the vote goes to Mr. Robinson.
That was pretty funny.
Eddie Murphy.
Pretty fucking funny.
I don't know if I've ever... I might have seen like one or two just clips back in the day, but...
Hi, boys and girls.
Yeah, Eddie
Welcome
Murphy
to Mr.
A little bit before my watching time. But basically, Mr. Rogers in the hood, right?
Yeah, but he was... And he was black.
Yeah.
And he said... there was one skit where... Oh... Someone's at the door. Let's go see who it is. Like another knock. He's like, this is how we answer the door in my neighborhood, kids. Who is it? He's like, it's the landlord. You're late on the rent. He's like, oh, kids, looks like it's time to go. And we got to go out the window.
It's
a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Beautiful. And he did a puppet show about Reagan and how he was destroying the economy and different stuff. And he always had a word. Can you say today's word of the day? And it was usually like prostitute.
They showed a picture of Scumbucket.
Yeah. Can you say Scumbucket? Of course you can. Now, you know what a scum bucket is, don't you? And it'd be like, yeah, that would definitely be top 10 for sure. I mean, he had other characters too.
Mm-hmm.
He had that that guy that wrote those books, romance novels. I can't remember.
Lee Lamore?
We'll look at it. What?
Mr. Robinson?
No, Eddie Murphy did another character. I was just thinking of other characters that would...
But definitely misrepresented, maybe at number 5, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, it definitely wouldn't have been in mine just because it's not in the old wheelhouse.
Right.
But 5%. Okay, we're moving up to... Now, all those are pretty much the old of those four are older. Probably the most recent is what Anal Retentive Chef.
Yeah, the rest are pretty old.
So number 7 from around that same time, 7% of the vote, Church Lady.
Definite, I think, top 10.
Which I almost would rank. I think this is where I put my vote, is in the Church Lady of this top 10 list.
Number 1? Well, out of the ones you get to choose from?
Of the top 10, yeah.
Okay.
It was kind of close, but I think that's where I kind of put my laurels.
Your laurels.
I'm not saying it's my favorite of all time, but the Church Lady, such a great character, man.
Yeah.
It's just beautiful.
Isn't that special?
Yeah. Such and you know, so it's well done.
Probably based on a lady he knew as a kid.
Catchphrase after catchphrase. There are several.
Satan?
He had 3 or 4 just public pop culture lingo for 3 or 4 years. He had many great guests. Didn't he have McCartney on there?
I don't know.
I might be thinking of...
you're thinking of Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't... he had guests on his show, but usually not musical guests.
But either way, he had pretty good guests, and it was a heavily reoccurring.
Oh yeah,
recurring.
They did some opening skits where you know she got to say live from New York. It's Saturday night, and that is always as everyone knows, is a big honor.
Oh, certainly. When they're saying that, that's like their moment.
Yeah, and it was Chevy Chase always for the first season, almost every.
Really?
Yeah, he'd do a pratfall. He'd be up on a ladder or something. He'd fall. Live from New York. It's Saturday night.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
He did the
He's
first
an overzealous kind of guy.
I think he was overrated as well. But okay, we've done 6 now. You say?
No, that's 5.
Okay.
So we're now on number 5, and these are not official results completed.
Yeah, they're in progress.
Yeah. With 8% of the vote, Rosanna Dana.
Yep. Definitely between her and Emily Latilla, which was her other character that was from Weekend Update, which very funny. I'll have to make a note here to get back to that because
I haven't seen a lot of the Gilda Radners.
The Emily Latilla was an old lady that came on with Chevy Chase, and she'd hear something wrong. She'd say, "Now what is all this fuss I hear about them not wanting sex and violins on TV?"
Mm-hmm.
Because I like that kind of music, and I don't understand why nobody would not want to hear sax and violins on TV. And she goes on for like.
So that was that the beginning of the whole sax and violins?
Maybe.
Because I mean that's pop culture, right there.
And that's what I need to write down to talk about after we get done with the Saturday Night Live. Because my friend at the country fair, literally. Almost killed someone with that joke.
So Gilda Radner was broke the barrier, kind of people say, for women being funny.
For sure.
And but is that true, though? I mean, you got Lucille Ball. You got what's her name? Phyllis Diller. Joan Rivers.
Mm-hmm.
But definitely in maybe like, you know. Definitely funny, though, in a very other kind of, in a unreserved kind of way.
Now, see, Rosanna Dana was a great character, and she got quite a bit of stage time, but only on Weekend Update.
Uh-huh.
So it wasn't really a lot. Now, there was a bunch of other Gilda characters that I would rather, maybe, or in addition to, see, like Lisa Loepner. that she did with Bill Murray.
And and I will admit that's not on there. And I did see that in the comments that, that people Lugner. were appalled that that would not be. And, neither is.
And Judy Miller, her little girl that she played. It's the Judy Miller show. And
there's
she was,
no Bill Murray character on here, which is a shame.
Not even the lounge singer. Now that should be Star Wars.
I don't even see an Adam Sandler.
I like that guy from Give Me Some Candy.
Dude, that was classic, dude. Yeah. That is a
Look, hey. I got a pickle for an arm. That's crazy.
You should do a 10-disc box set, just CD of just audio of him doing different ones. That would be hilarious.
Hey, I'm crazy under the desk guy. You can hear me, but you can't see me because I'm under the desk. Now give me some candy.
That's
funny.
That's hilarious. Okay. All right, so number four with 9 is a duo.
Okay.
One of the three duos on here, Wild and Crazy Guys, and these Spartan cheerleaders.
I thought you were going to say Garth and Wayne.
No. So do you think is that well representative of either the best of Will Ferrell or Sherry O'Terry?
No. I like Colette with Sherry O'Terry, the pill popping mom of that one person that is always fucked up and her hair is always fucked up. Will Ferrell had, but that was pop culture. We're talking
certainly
people who everybody likes.
But, I mean, even over the Spartan cheerleaders, I thought was, I was never a big fan.
No.
I preferred him with, what's that other gal, where they were the old couple, and they did the
Love on My Back.
The musical things.
The Altadena Middle School. We round up the, it was her and Anna Gasteyer.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. No, him.
Huh?
I'm talking about him.
Yeah, but that's who it was with.
Yeah.
You like that character better than
I thought
like
that
Spartans.
Was a better duo. Yeah. I mean, definitely more funny. Yeah. I thought the other ones were just kind of like, I thought they were for a younger crowd.
Right, and it also goes back to like, to the Eddie Murphy thing. Mr. Robinson was great.
Mm-hmm.
But not as good as Buckwheat or fucking Gumby.
Certainly.
Or that guy that I can't think of his name that writes those love romances. I'll get it before the episode's over. But
all right. So now we're on to the top three.
All right.
And there's... All right. 10% of the vote. Wayne and Garth.
Okay, well, I'd mentioned that. I knew they were going to be on there.
Probably the most successful movie.
Spawned from Saturday Night Live, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Huge guests lined up. Probably the heavy favorite, just because of the movie hit and, you know, the rest. But definitely top three, you know, and that's another Carvey, but is that the best of Mike Myers?
No.
I mean, you got Simon.
Yeah, he likes to do drawing.
Dude, that was classic, man. I love that. And Danny DeVito, and didn't he have De Niro in there, too?
I think so. Several people.
Yeah.
And the Sprockets guy was pretty funny.
Sprockets. Hans and Franz not on this list.
Well, that's strange, because that was kind of a pop culture.
Yeah, no superstar.
Oh, Molly Shannon.
Uh-huh. No Roxbury Brothers, which we talked about earlier.
Yeah.
No, Toonses.
Well, that's not actually a person, right?
Fantastic.
Yeah.
No Chevy Chase. Making copies guy.
Oh, the copy meister, Rich Meister. He's not on there?
No.
Rich.
Yeah, and that was Schneider, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Like the only...
Rob Schneider.
He's got two things, making copies and... You can do it.
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, he wasn't in the new Adam Sandler Grown Ups movie because of scheduling conflicts. Do you think they just told him that's enough?
Yeah, you're not good enough. Oh, it was the Eddie Murphy one was the Velvet Jones School of Technology. How to Be a Hoe. I want to be a hoe, she said. In 6 short weeks, if you're not confident you can make big money as a hoe working for me, just send the book back for full refund. It's as simple as that. Well, you know, you get to meet people, travel, wear nice clothes, make money, and have lots and lots of sex. What more could a woman ask for? Send your money to Be a Hoe, Box 800, New York, New York, 99999.
Nobody gets anything COD anymore, do they?
Nope, just Care of the Devil. Just ask AC/DC.
All right, so
After Christ, Devil Comes. Okay,
that's
we got
8
one,
of the 10.
We got two more.
And the highest is Wayne and Garth at 10%. So the last two are 17 and
okay.
35%.
I'm going to guess one of them, okay?
All right.
Matt Foley.
Number two.
And I can't see your list, by the way.
Well, that's fine.
Matt Foley. Chris, yeah. I think that's definitely Chris's best character.
Mm-hmm.
He played himself rather well, like on the Chris Farley
show.
And
he taught us all a valuable lesson not to be like him.
And not to be like John Belushi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah.
Well, I meant him as far as the Matt Foley.
Right.
Yeah. The Broken Table classic.
So we had a little spin on that, a little joke that I might work into my set at some time because I was hopping around the camp, like I said. And I was wearing a pair of Vans. And I said, I'm lucky I'm not living in a van down by the river,
which is
one shoe.
I always go...
I was hopping around in a van down by the river.
I always talk about Van Morrison down by the river. You don't want to be listening to Van Morrison down by the river.
You talk about Van Morrison? Oh, I've only
That's
heard
one
negative.
Of my Van Morrison jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
now,
dude,
Matt,
I heard he was on the newsroom the other day.
For
and
what?
It was one of those shows, that newsroom show.
But
that,
why was he on?
Just
it?
A song.
Oh,
in the background, and not an overly played one, and not one where he's going crazy on the vocals. But you know, it was one of those shows to where I had to rewind it a few times to make sure I got everything
right.
And so I heard that song like 3 times.
Oh,
I was like, Jesus Christ!
You love it. You love Van Morrison now.
Yeah. I just kept wanting to listen to that song.
It jumped. It was subliminal, yeah. Actually. You thought you'd miss some stuff, but it was because you kept listening to the song so intently. Now we know Gatch is a closet Morrison Jim.
Dude, could he have made a movie on Matt Foley? Foley?
If
Foley,
yeah,
right?
I think if they could make Tommy Boy, they could make a movie. I mean, Tommy
was Tommy Boy, basically?
Well, a little bit, not...
Not necessarily the same focus.
It reminded me more of the Chris Farley character from the Chris Farley show. Like,
yeah.
Oh, God, I'm so stupid. God.
Yeah. And that was a great character, too.
Yeah. You remember that? That was awesome.
Yeah.
Remember that one time you were in that movie with Bruce Willis? And then it had that thing that went... That was
another
awesome.
Surprise not on the list. I don't know the name, but Coffee Talk Lady.
Oh, Linda Richman.
Yeah.
Coffee Talk.
Dude, classic.
Call me up, we'll talk. It's 555-4444.
Do they do bits as reoccurring as they used to, characters like that? I mean, it would be like, you know, 5-6 bits a season per character sometimes.
Yeah, where it'd be a recurring little
like
bit.
Like the
that
church
happened.
Lady or the...
Remember,
that's
the, remember the goth people with Catan and Molly Shannon, those goth kids? Azrael of the Deep. And then like Will Ferrell would come and he's like, hey, you're get out of that. What are you doing? Your car's like, you're supposed to be at work right now. And he's like, I do not work. I am Azrael of the Deep. But I'm trying to think of a classic character that made it to number one in the other side of my brain as we talk about this.
Well, I'm going to tell you, though, that...
male or female?
I'm going to tell you a different hint. I'm going to go current cast. I think.
Ah.
Wait a minute. I better look up.
Current cast. I'm going to have to say Stefan.
There it is.
My
35%.
My doppelganger.
That's Stefan.
Bill Hader.
Mm-hmm. Current cast member, right? Still?
Yeah.
But probably not at the end of this season.
You know, as gay as he is, he's pretty fucking funny, and him and Seth.
I haven't watched it very much, but
now,
it
he's
just
only
doesn't
on
appeal to me.
He's only on Weekend Update, so that's the only. He doesn't have a skit that he can be in.
He's just
he comes on and he wears a half shirt and he talks gay.
And club goer,
and then he like always covers his mouth and giggles.
He's got a lot of connections, right, in the club-going scene.
You know, I almost like that Bobby Monahan's character, secondhand news guy. He's fucking funny.
I haven't watched a whole lot of the last few seasons, so...
He's like the shady uncle dude, kind of, and he'd
other
be
than
like,
a few, I guess. He's like, I watched
and
a
he
few
always
last
looks,
season.
He always looks left to right. He's like, so, did you hear that latest news? And he's always, he's like, yeah, they arrested a Reese's Pieces. They arrested him. And he's like, no. He's like, it was Reese Witherspoon that got arrested. He's like, nah. His voice goes, I'm pretty sure it was a fucking Reese's Pieces. I mean, he doesn't say fucking, but.
That would be funny. Yeah, I think I've seen a couple of those.
He gets every story that's in the news, and he just switches it, like, changes a word to where, and he's like, where did you hear that? And he's like, I heard it from my buddy there, Trash Can Willie, or just some stupid.
Hader's definitely funny, especially in, you know, he's had some funny bits in movies.
Yeah, and he was a writer on the last few seasons of South Park. Really? One of the head writers in the
yeah,
room. I saw that. I didn't even know that till I watched that 6 days to
minutes,
air.
I think it, saw
six
that.
Days to air.
Yeah, and you know, definitely funny, but there is no what's the newer guy, the MacGruber guy. What's his name?
Oh, Will Forte.
Yeah, it's got nothing on there.
And you'd think there'd be more 70s. I mean, you had the old ones. You had the samurai guy and the wild and crazy guys.
Mm-hmm.
But what about, there had to be some others. I can't even think of them right now.
Well, definitely. There's others. You know, talked about Mango. I don't think he'd be on mine.
No. But he had a lot. Lot of like
that's the ticket guy from
Lovitz. Yeah,
you know, he had some nice characters.
Tommy, yeah, that's it. That's a ticket. His name, what was his last name? Remember,
yeah,
Tommy Flanagan. Was it Flanagan?
Adam Sandler with the opera man,
also, Canteen Boy,
yeah,
that was a classic.
You'd almost want to
Baldwin.
You could almost get Baldwin, you know, a greatest character on there. So
they should
times.
Have a list of greatest host characters.
They might. I think greatest best host
well, best
is
host.
Coming up.
Well, not just best host, but best host recurring character. Like,
yeah.
You know who would top my
Definitely.
List is the Continental.
We should work out our own list.
Christopher
on that.
Walken, the Continental.
Oh, yeah.
Would you like some champagne?
Yeah.
No, don't leave.
How many
don't
other
leave.
Reoccurring host characters were there, though?
In the 80s, Tom Hanks always did the Entertainment Tonight, like Entertainment Weekly TV show.
Uh-huh.
Boo, 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 boo. And he'd always, because that was the music.
Uh-huh.
But he'd do it. He had some recurring characters, I think, as well. And Steve Martin.
Yeah.
That was one. Cause,
definitely the Wild and Crazy Guys.
And I'm surprised the Blues Brothers didn't make it because they were pretty recurring.
Definitely. I was surprised that not over the samurai, if you're going to represent Belushi.
Right.
Especially if you're going to represent teams. You think you'd want a team, maybe that's something that we could do that would be duos.
Right.
You know, which Wayne and Garth may be at the top, but maybe not. You know, personal list after looking through them all.
Right.
You
take
know?
A lot of research, though, to find them all and then go, oh, yeah, maybe. There's that. Oh, yeah, what about that guy?
What about Spade? A Hollywood Minute guy. Pretty
yeah, but
funny.
That was just himself. That was David Spade in Hollywood Minute. I mean, it was a character, but...
Yeah.
Do you remember that guy from the... He was a little bit of a recurring character. He was the video store guy.
Oh.
There was one classic with Bob Saget, and he's like, hey...
Who played it? Was it Spade?
David Spade was the... And he was like... His thing was he'd go, hey, you check out this movie? It's pretty good. It's got this guy in it. He does this. And then they go, well, actually, we're looking for something a little bit more like.
Oh, yeah.
And you go, all right. Kind of like that thing that I was doing on Tom Topic.
Yeah.
That was a kind of a ripoff of that video star. All right. And he's like, he goes, if you take something, you might get that squeak out of your throat. He's like, all right. He's like, I got a, and he named someone famous. I've got, I can't even remember who. I've got her social security number. I'm not going to do anything with it or nothing, but. He was just weird, but I don't know any other recurring...
Subliminal guy?
That was great, Kevin Nealon, before he became the
dude, that is brilliant talent.
I can't believe Kevin Nealon...
able to do that.
Yeah.
you know. But I can't think of any other characters.
Tim Meadows had the funky 70, what was that guy's
Ladies
name?
Man.
Ladies Man, the guy with the lisp.
Yeah.
Welcome
and,
to the Ladies Man.
Al Franken, you have any?
Well, Stuart Smalley.
Oh, beautiful, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Jordan on there.
Yeah.
He? Yeah. Like, oh, man.
Smart enough.
Beautiful.
And that was heavily recurring.
Oh, it was. And very pop culture, too.
And he wasn't even really a cast member.
Uh-uh.
I mean,
a writer.
Yeah. I mean, Franken and Davis were cast members and writers in the 70s, but they had their separate little Franken and Davis show. But
yeah.
Another other recurring duo that was on their show.
What about Chris Rock?
Well, I liked that character on the rap character with him and Chris Farley. Just chilling.
That's it.
He's like, welcome to Just Chilling. We're here with my homeboy, B. And he's like, what's up? He's all fat. Farley, you.
And I didn't realize how close that is to Dudes Chilling.
Yeah, Just Chilling.
That's funny. And they had their own beer, too, didn't they?
Probably.
They were drinking their 40s of something.
Yeah, and they had like an entourage of other black folks that they just probably took off the streets. Who knows where they got those guys, and they didn't have any speaking roles, and there weren't any other black people. Because it seems like they only have like one or two black guys max.
Wouldn't it be great for Morgan Freeman just to join the cast for like 5 years?
That'd be pretty cool. Has he ever even hosted? I don't think he's ever even hosted.
I don't know.
There's a new guy, Jay Farrow, the new black guy. He does a really good Denzel Washington. I don't know if they count characters of people doing characters, because if they did, you know.
Impersonations. They always rely heavily on it because they always have to have a president guy.
Phil Hartman's Sinatra is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
And, of course, Will Ferrell's George Bush.
And
Dana Carvey's George Bush Sr.
And Goulet.
Oh, man, Robert Goulet. That's some good stuff, too.
They brought in that deer or whatever, wasn't it?
Stop looking at me. Goulet. Volare. Whoa.
But the Sprockets and Hans and Franz, there were so many great characters of that era, too. Yeah. You know, I can't even think of any other Adam Sandler ones, but I know he had a ton.
And what about Norm MacDonald?
Oh, fuck, man.
Now, here's something that's going to blow your mind. If you didn't hear...
He had some brilliant ones, but I can't...
If you didn't hear the plugs on Wednesday, what the fuck? Norm MacDonald, Cuthbert Amphitheater, July 26th.
Dude, I love Norm.
July 25th. But what the fuck? Dude, that place is huge, and it's outdoor. And it just says Norm MacDonald, Cuthbert Amphitheater. Weird. That's where Primus just did that 3D show. You know, Cuthbert is on Alton Baker Park there in Eugene. It's only a couple week away.
That's crazy.
You'd think he'd be doing like the Helium Comedy Club. Maybe he is, and just loving Eugene.
That's weird.
His latest stand up, Norm MacDonald doing stand up. That's what it's called. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I love his style.
But what?
He was on Roseanne.
Did he write?
Back in the day. So was Clooney.
Did he write for Roseanne?
He might have.
Yeah.
It's very possible. You know, I'm pretty sure Arnold did. Tom Arnold.
Yeah. He wrote?
Thought so.
Huh.
I think she just gave him a writing position because he was kind of funny or whatever.
Right.
But not really, you know, put him on the payroll because she was canoeing him.
Canoeing.
Whatever that means.
Is that a term?
Yeah, she was wrapping her open canoe around him.
Well, that was an interesting list, although, you know.
Yes, I think you can't do a list of 10, I don't think. I think we should do a list of 10.
What about Landshark?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Mr.
Sure.
Bill.
Yeah.
Dan Aykroyd, Consumer Probe. The guy, you know, I got a bag of glass here. It's fucking broken glass. That's what it is. The kids open it up, they play with it, it's just fine. It's like, don't you think that's dangerous? No. The Coneheads.
Brilliant. That is. The Coneheads were awesome. And even, you know, the movie. It was a classic movie.
The cheeseburger,
I like that movie.
Cheeseburger. Those guys, the Olympian Greek Cafe. There's just so many. Father Guido Sarducci. Do you remember him? Mm-mm. Don Novello.
Mm-mm.
You don't remember him? No. He was usually on Saturday Night Live, but sometimes he would do like on the spot reporter. He was like from the Vatican. He was this guy, but
maybe. What about like the Robert Downey or Julia Louis or the Michael Anthony Hall?
Oh, that era? There weren't very many like memorable.
Did those any one, two season guys come up with any?
Or what
characters?
About Joe Piscopo? Remember him?
Yeah, he had a couple.
The whiners. Oh, gosh. No, they'd always talk like this. They were the whiner family. Yeah. Yeah. Robin Duke, which was kind of an overlooked character. And there was you remember Tim Kazurinsky at all? He was during the Eddie Murphy, and he had a scientist guy that would come on with these cards, but pretty funny. I can't remember his name. He was like a scientist or something like that. But yeah, I'm really surprised that, like you said, no Hans. Or what about Mr. Short-Term Memory? That's a recurring Tom Hanks character.
Or the ambiguously gay duo.
For sure, yeah. Like, that goes in with Toonces and Mr. Bill.
Mm-hmm, and Pears.
The Continental. We already mentioned that one, but...
yeah.
There's a ton, dude. Oh, what about the superfans? Bill Swirsky's super fans, Chris Farley.
Oh, man.
Ugh, I got a chicken bone stuck in my neck.
Yeah.
Oh, that show is not just chilling. It's called I'm Chilling.
Yeah.
Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Oh. Who did that?
Jack Handy. I don't ever know who Jack Handy is.
The voice of, I wonder.
Tiny Elvis. Don't forget about Tiny Elvis.
Tiny Elvis.
Hey there, Tiny Elvis.
I just forgot what I was going to look up. Oh. Voice of Jack Handy.
Oh. And then there was that one Good Morning show with
Good morning.
Will Ferrell and Sherry O'Terry.
Oh, yeah.
That was pretty funny. I can't remember. And Zagat's, remember that? With Chris Farley as a woman and Adam Sandler as her old husband. They go through the Zagat's restaurant list.
Oh, yeah.
Zagat's.
And then there's the classic where, lay off me, I'm eating.
Oh, yeah. Those were the Gap girls. They all played girls. Oh, and don't forget about Goat Boy.
Yeah.
At the Joe Pesci show with Jim Brewer.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that? Yep. It's the Joe Pesci show with me, Joe Pesci. And then De Niro comes on there.
Yeah.
And
that was one of the greatest skits of all time, I think.
Will Ferrell as Alex Trebek. Celebrity. And, Celebrity Jeopardy.
Yeah. And it's Hader, right, that does the game show host now.
Yeah, he does all the
game
shows.
He is a great deadpan game show guy.
And next we have, that's pretty good stuff.
Jack Handy is actually Jack Handy.
I thought so. That's when you asked me. I said, yeah, he's Jack Handy.
A real person, not a pen name.
He's brilliant.
And you can check out his website at deepthoughtsbyjackhandy.com. 64.
What about the Bloater Brothers? Remember them? Fallon and Parnell? They got curly hair, and they're like always trying to pick up on chicks. And they're
Fallon had some good funny stuff, too.
Yeah. Didn't make it to the list, though, damn it. Oh, well.
Ah, Jack Handy's first... he lost his first writing job at a newspaper... He wrote an article that offended local car dealerships. And then he started writing with Steve Martin. And then got a job writing for Saturday Night Live after being introduced to Lauren by Steve Martin.
Huh. Well, what do you know?
Mm-hmm. And then...
And then there's that Amy Poehler character. Rick. Remember the one, her name was something. She was a little girl. Come perform it, Rick. Her stepdad was named Rick, who was played by Horatio Sanz. Another guy that was overlooked. I'm sure he had some characters that were memorable as well.
Yeah. And Molly Shannon just more than the superstar, right? She had other ones too.
Yeah, but I can't think of them right now because I like to smoke a lot of pot. Boop, 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 boop. Speaking about smoking pot, before we forget, here we better get to this.
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now and we'll find out later.
Whoa.
What's in Hans's CD player?
You thought that we forgot, but we never fucking do. You probably thought we forgot, didn't you, Hans?
Hello.
Hans today is listening to a band I've never heard of, and I said I was going to research these, but I didn't because we were too busy talking about Saturday Night Live. He's listening to, well, I'm just going to spell it, A-L-C-E-S-T, Alcest. It's like incest, but it's Alcest.
Ah!
The album is a French.
So it's two Al's having sex.
I guess. Well, it's A-L. Yeah, Al Minta and Al, that other Al.
Pacino.
It's a French name of the album, Le Voyage de l'Aime. Like a lame voyage. It's the lame voyage, I think.
Yeah, they're. It says here their genre is shoegazing, but I imagine that's shoegazi.
Alcest?
Yeah, post metal, black metal early.
Shoegaze?
2000 to present.
Wow, you like some shoegaze, huh, Hans? Thanks, buddy. And, Alcest.
Associated Acts, Peste Nore, Fest, Mortifera, Amateurs,
Dest, Lest, Mess,
Les Discrets.
Les Discrets.
They got two members, Winterhalter and Nige.
Nice.
Their past members are Egnor and Argoth.
Egnor? Don't ignore me. Ignore. Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're now shoegazing, but they were formerly a black metal band.
So are you listening to old Alcest or new Alcest? You into that shoegazing stuff, Hansi? You're probably not that into Saturday Night Live.
2000, it was a black metal solo project by Nige, soon a trio. But then Ignor and Argoth left the band.
Because he ignored Argoth.
Yeah, and then there was a changing in style.
That's when he really started looking at a lot of shoes.
Yeah.
Huh. Well, this might please you. My CD player was Live in Toronto by Ween and the Shit Creek Boys.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's great, fun versions of all those old Ween songs.
That is. Some great, yeah.
Boodle-a-bop-boo, boodle-a-bop-boo, boodle-a-bop-boo-bow. Boodle-a-bop-boo. He gets so excited when he's singing sometimes. He's just like, woo.
He does. He loves it.
Yeah.
And what was the long song on there? Was there a long song on there?
Probably. It was on Random with some other ones. Oh, it was
Poop Ship.
In. Oh, yeah. That was about 10 or 12 minutes, I think.
Doot, doot,
Poop Ship Destroyer.
Doot, 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 doot. I just remember seeing them one time and they played that song like three times as slow.
And it was three times as long?
It was. It was like a 30-minute song.
Weird.
Yeah. It was late in the show.
You're like, come on, you guys.
And they just played it slow, but everybody in the crowd was so stoned, sweaty. It was at the La Luna.
Ah. I just love
you know,
that place.
It was back when you just kind of flowed with the crowd kind of stuff, you know?
Uh-huh.
And everybody was kind of flowed, through, twisting through the crowd for like 30 minutes.
Huh.
As they just dropped these occasional notes and said poop ship. Poop ship. Boop ship. Through the megaphone. For a long time they ended with like 30 minute versions of Let Me Lick Your Pussy, which was always draining.
It's draining. 30-minute
song at the end,
yeah,
of a 3-hour show.
That's when you just head for the car.
Yeah.
And then you get out there, and
but
they
you
go,
don't know if you're gonna miss.
I know.
Encore.
They're like, they did one last song. It was my favorite one. I thought they were.
Goddamn. I did sketch us a winkle quickly.
God damn it. So quick here, celebrity birthdays. Not real big news, but kind of always loved Queen's music. Brian May, guitarist of Queen. I was a. Not pleased with his decision to hire Paul Rogers from Bad Company as their singer because that's fucking stupid. But happy birthday, Brian May.
You know what it was stupid about Freddie Mercury?
What?
Why would you tell your mama when you just killed a man?
Well, you know, you got to come clean.
Yeah. Your mama? That's going to break her heart.
And also recently, just they played Portland. Machine Head, cousin of my baby's mama, Rob Flynn, frontman for Machine Head, used to be in Violence. My son's mother's aunt's brother.
All right. Lineage.
Whatever. Six degrees of separation from Machine Head. Also, local Portland comedian John Washington. He has a podcast as well called John Reads the Paper.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty self-explanatory what that's about.
Brilliant.
He reads the paper and talks about it.
I wish I had a thunk about it.
Gives his slant on what's going on around the nation. So happy birthday, John Washington. You can catch him many times a week up in the Portland area. And that's it for birthdays and shits, nits, zip,
zip. We talked about contraceptive last thing, right? Mm-hmm. Early contraceptive. Do you know what the first contraceptive ever was?
Moss?
It was used in 2000 BC.
2,000 years before Christ. Okay.
Mm-hmm. First contraceptive, crocodile dung.
Whoa. Here, slap some alligator poop in there and I'll fuck you till the cows come home. Ew.
It can double. Maybe you just rubbed it on there and nobody wanted to touch it.
Doubles as lube? Does it? Really? Really?
I don't know.
That's gross, dude. Yep. That I would just rather wait and do it when they were in their menstrual cycle, because I heard that if you do it in the menstrual cycle, they don't get pregnant.
Oh, really?
That's what I heard.
Hmm.
But that was just from a girl who
maybe
was really horny and bleeding all over the place.
No. Somebody probably just had a sick sense of humor and go, this is how you keep chicks from getting pregnant, and then just caught on.
And you're like, yeah, just fluck them. Just fluck them when they're bloody.
Yeah. If you have a plugged up nose, though, you should have sex because it's a natural antihistamine.
Holy Moses of shits. Huh. I did not know that.
Yep.
Well, shit. We better get the fuck out of here. I know it smells funny in here. We'd like to thank you guys for listening on this Friday. Check out all of our stuff. We've got stuff. If you don't like us on Facebook, you should. And you can follow us on Twitter, subscribe to our Tumblr, go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com. It has all those links available for you. If you listen to us on iTunes, rate us and review us, like Dustin says at the beginning of the show, in case you forgot over the last hour and 20 minutes or whatever it's been.
I still think we only have like 2 reviews.
Well, you know, people are lazy or whatever.
A lot of them I don't think can listen to our show by iTunes.
No, you're one of them, right? I am. I listen usually on Stitcher or iTunes, Stitcher or TuneIn, which you can both listen to those on your phone or your Kindle or even your computer.
Wow.
You can also download it directly for listening to anytime that you could be anywhere. Like I downloaded some podcasts before I left for the country fair, and I got to enjoy some podcasts going to sleep out in the camper out there. So yeah, do that. And, be sure and check out terrygal.com. We've got some shows coming up. I'll be at the Baghdad Theater in a month or so. So check all that stuff out. I haven't said that stuff for a while, so I figured I'd wrap up this show with that.
I got a fun fact here.
I like fun
the
facts.
Show on. Did you know there's more Barbie dolls in Italy than Canadians in Canada?
Well, Canada's way bigger than Italy.
Mm-hmm.
Italy's just like a little boot, right?
There's more Barbie dolls in Italy than Canadians in Canada.
Now, do you have a number? No. Or is that just a... just a strange fact.
Yeah, amazing fact number 8181 is what it is.
How do they number it?
I don't know.
Well, that is pretty strange. So that must be more than there are in America then, right? Or else?
I don't know. I don't think there's more Canadians than people in America.
No, I mean more Barbie dolls in America.
Oh, yeah.
You'd think there'd be a lot of Barbie dolls over there,
like the Hasselhoff.
Oh, he's really popular in Europe.
Yeah.
All right. Well, think about that, you guys. You might want to move to Canada.
Yep.
Maybe not. Maybe you might want to turn up the fucking volume on your music bed for the end of the song. How about if you do that, you dumbass?
Wow. Speaking of volume, the volume of the Earth's moon.
It's the same as the volume of the Pacific Ocean.
What? Think about that for a while. Hope you guys have a good weekend. Maybe on Monday's show we'll have a strange fact off where he'll try to tell me something and then I'll tell him something that he doesn't want to believe. Which I was trying to find a comeback right here, but do you know a woman built a replica of a Hogwarts in 1 year using 400,000 Lego pieces?
Wow.
400,000.
I like Lego art.
I read about a lady who made a prosthetic leg out of Legos.
Really?
It was a prosthetic Lego.
I would like somebody to make an ego out of Legos so they can Lego my ego.
I would eat it. Tune back in on Monday. We'll see you around the bend.
Yep, rock on!
In the middle. Hey, all you taggots. What's up? Concert calendar, plugs, whatever you want to call it. Every Friday up in Portland, the Baghdad Theater, you get Tristan Spillman hosting the show. Great comedy at a great venue. Every second Friday in Eugene with Mike McGowan, it's pantsless comedy at Cornucopia, which is 5th and Pearl. By the way, if you don't know where the Baghdad is, it's Hawthorne and 37th. Every last Thursday of the month, comedy as advertised with Seth Milstein at the Granary, right around the corner from Cornucopia. Both of those are in Eugene, near 5th and Pearl. July 25th, it's Norm MacDonald at the Cuthbert Amphitheater. What? Just heard about that. Short notice. I wish I could go. Probably won't. July 30th is Gigantour with Megadeth, Black Label Society, Hell Yeah, Fuck No, and Newstead at the Comcast Arena.
Is that real?
No, but that's me and Lance's new favorite band. It's called Fuck No. They're way better than Hell Yeah. That's in Everett, Washington. Shout out to Rebecca Rosander up there. You guys should go to that show. It's Megadeth in your hometown. July 31st, Every Time I Die in Terror at the Hawthorne Theater up in Portland. Oh, did you hear this, Gatch? August 2nd, you've heard the Blue Oyster Cult is playing at the Benton County Fairgrounds. Opening act just announced. Witch Mountain opening for Blue Oyster Cult in Corvallis. More cowbell. Big news there. That's the first band I ever saw live. Blue Oyster Cult. August 5th, it's the Sword Castle and American Sharks at Hawthorne Theater. Lots of good metal shows coming to that place constantly. If you live in Portland, check it out. August 8th, it's Doug Benson at the Grand Theater. That's in Salem. I don't know how many tickets are left, but there was only 450 available to begin with, so could sell out. He's a funny guy. He appeals to the stoner crowd, so they sell a lot of tickets. If you can't make it there, there's a free show in Albany, also August 8th, at the Monteith Park, part of River Rhythms, which is hard to say when you've been smoking pot all day. It's Fog Hat. You can take a slow ride down there at Monteith Park. It's a free show. Also, August 8th through 11th, a four-day metal festival called Northwestern Black Circle, number 5 at Bronx in Portland, including Poison Idea, Satan's Host, Witch Haven, Ex Mortis, Insanity, Coven, Ghoul, Drawn and Quartered, Toxic Holocaust, Ceremonial Castings, and a bunch more, probably like 45 bands. It's $14 a day in advance, $16 the day of the show. Or you can get a four-day pass for $52 and save you some money. August 20th, it's the Melvins and Honky at the Wonder Ballroom in Portland. August 24th, Black Sabbath at the Gorge Amphitheater. Too far to drive, a Nobel Award. You won't see me there, but hey, go check them out. August 30th, I'll be part of the Friday night comedy at the Baghdad that night. August 30th, with your host, Tristan Spillman. I will be there with about 6 other comics telling jokes and trying to make you laugh. The Uproar Fest is coming to the Sleep Country Amphitheater in Portland on September 8th, including Alice in Chains and Jane's Addiction, plus much more. Between the Buried and Me, October 3rd at Hawthorne Theater, Michael Franti and Spearhead, just saw him out at the Country Fair walking around. He'll be at the McDonald Theater in Eugene on October 8th, and then a couple metal shows in October at the Hawthorne include Diamond Head and Raven on the 11th, Creator and Overkill on the 13th. There's a lot more stuff, especially local stuff going on that I didn't include in the list, so check out your Facebook events, calendar, if you have such a thing, and go out and do some fun stuff. We'll see you soon. Come back and listen to TagCast Podcast at tagcastpodcast.com. Do it.